The first thing you notice about the modern version of roller derby is that it's played on a flat track rather than a circular one. It's a Wednesday night practice at Skateland in Savoy, and Coach Andrea Rundell is conducting drills to build up players' endurance.
Wednesday night league practice, everybody in the whole league comes, regardless of their skill level. And so we generally do some relatively basic stuff and endurance, because it's a really tough on your body kind of sport.
About 30 skaters from the Twin City Derby girls home and traveling teams are under her instruction at tonight's practice. Players range in age from 21 to 49. Tammy Tunnell, or Hot Tamale, as she's known out on the floor, is the oldest derby girl. She's a breast cancer survivor and says getting involved in roller derby was therapeutic.
Well, I came out, and the nice thing was they didn't treat me like I was a cancer patient. Everybody else I was getting, even at work, people were like, tiptoe around her, she got cancer. They didn't treat me like that. They still beat the crap out of me. They didn't care.
Just like the circular track roller derby you may remember, the object on a flat track is fairly simple. One team's jammer must get around the opposing team's skaters, also referred to as blockers. These women attempt to clear a path for their own jammer. The jammers score points on their second and subsequent passes. Participants in roller derby come from all walks of life. You even come across the occasional university professor, like Kate Clancy, or, as she's known on the track, anthropologist.
The idea of getting to play rugby on wheels is really appealing to me. And just being a professor and a mom means that I have a lot of pent-up aggression from various stressors in my day.
Kate's husband, Brendan, one of the many derby widows connected to the team, nervously looks on with their 4-year-old daughter, Jane, in tow.
It's not quite like I'm petrified she's going to be injured. I just hope she does well.
The Twin City Derby girls take their fair share of hits, but not the kind you might expect based on movie depictions of the sport.
Let's get them! Kill them dead! Skate fast, skate hard! I'm gonna puke!
In the 2009 film Whip It, Ellen Page's character takes her share of abuse on the track.
When I first found out I made the team, I watched that movie and I was like, oh, I hope I can be as awesome as them. But we're not really that aggressive, but I'd like to be sometimes.
Despite a torn ACL this season, Ashley Waters is making the most of her season by coaching. Her Cedar Rapids roller girls took on the Derby girls at a recent bout in Danville.
As I said before, this is a bout that's sanctioned by the WFTDA, the Women's Flat Track Derby Association, which means all our paperwork needs to be...
There's a sparse crowd at the David S. Palmer Arena, maybe 50 people. But that hasn't dampened the spirit of fans like Gay Cullen, who's cheering on her daughter Susan. Susan Young, a.k.a. Cattiness Evermean, says ultimately roller derby is a friendly competition.
That's what's kind of weird about it, is as aggressive you are and you knock people down and you don't want people to get hurt, but you certainly want to try to slow them down a little bit as much as you can. Then afterwards, everybody's friends and they're giving high fives and you come out and play the best game that you can.
Two Twin City Derby girls league teams, the Damaging Dames and the Pain, meet up in a league championship match at Skateland in Savoy this Sunday. I'm Jeff Bosser, Illinois Public Media.